This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour news update recorded on Thursday, June 30th, 2016. I'm Mark Boulanger.
I was a dock worker from Liverpool, England. And I've got more in common with a trucker from Texas, a bus worker from Virginia, a waste worker from LA, than I have with any British boss.
That is Len McCloskey, the General Secretary of Unite, the largest union in Britain. He was speaking at the National Convention of the Teamsters, one of the biggest, most powerful unions in the United States. The convention started Monday, June 27th. Mr. McCloskey and other international labor leaders used their addresses to the convention to call for global labor solidarity and opposition to the many so-called free trade deals being negotiated. These deals include TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which involves 12 nations, TISA, the Trade and Services Agreement, and TTIP, the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, which is a proposed trade agreement between the European Union and the United States. All of these deals have been or are being negotiated in secret. They include special courts which corporations can use to sue countries if they think their profit-making has been hindered.
We've been talking about free trade agreements like your own NAFTA and TPP or those involving the European Union, the US and Canada, TTIP and CETA, representing not fair trade, but the largest power grab by global corporations we've seen in over 100 years. They tell us it's for our own good. What nonsense. When has a so-called free trade agreement ever benefited working people? I'm incredibly proud of the work that we're doing both in Unite and with global partners like the Teamsters and our brothers and sisters from across the globe who are also here today. It's our duty, it's our responsibility to fight, to lead by example, to give confidence to workers. Friends, the bosses class simply don't understand. And that's why, despite their wealth and power, they will never defeat United workers. Sisters and brothers, my experience tells me that when working people reach out across nations and join hands, and reach out across oceans and join hands, then a better world is possible. Victory to the Teamsters, victory to the workers.
Another labor leader who addressed the 1,600 delegates attending the Teamsters convention in Las Vegas was Rosa Pavanelli. Ms. Pavanelli is the General Secretary of Public Services International. The PSI represents public service unions at the world level.
We are not saying that we don't like these trade agreements because we are against trade. That's not true. We love trade when they help creating fair society, giving opportunity to create new, decent and sustainable jobs with decent working conditions, with good wages. But when we speak about, but when we hear about opening the market because it will enhance competition, because it will help to grow the economy at the expenses of whom, we need to ask. And normally it is at the expenses of workers. It also affects the capability of state to deliver public services and to provide regulation to protect the general interest instead of the vested interest of a few corporations.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.